I remember hearing about an 83-year-old woman who was bedridden with cancer, and she had tried everything and was on another round of chemotherapy when she tried the duck flower detox, and her family says that she cannot stop dancing and jumping around the house with so much joy, and her family has announced that her cells and cancer cells have started to decrease. And the only difference that she did was try the duck flower detox. Hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sandrizi's Thoughts. Thank you so much for being here. If you are new, welcome. We are just going to get straight into today's podcast episode. I tried the duck flower detox, and I'm going to be talking about what it is and my experience with it. So if you're interested, then please keep listening. First and foremost, you guys, I wanted to start this episode off with a trigger warning. I do not want anyone to be listening to this episode if it does not support their health journey and their life journey. So I wanted to start this episode off by saying that this is an episode on a very intense detox that you do put your body through. There is going to be talk about throwing up. There is going to be talk about fasting. There is going to be talk about feeling ill. If a detox this strenuous does not support your journey, then I want you to click out of this podcast. I love you so much. I just do not want anyone that might have emotions towards food and emotions towards detox and diet and body image to listen to this podcast if it does not support your personal journey. And the reason that I feel the need to do a trigger warning is because a couple years ago, I was not in a position where a podcast like this would support my mental and physical health. And I don't want anybody to be listening to this podcast if you feel like that might be you. So that is my trigger warning about what we are going to be talking about. If this doesn't feel like it's going to support your journey, then please click out and listen to one of my other episodes that's all about love and light. Thank you again, and I appreciate you all. We're just going to get straight into what this episode is about. So I tried the duck flower detox, and it is not something I feel like is super popular. I have not heard very many people talking about the duck flower detox, so we're going to talk about what it is now. The duck flower is essentially a flower that originated in Jamaica, and it is used as a detox, and it is said to be one of the most powerful detoxes in the world. With that being said, it is one of the most intense detoxes in the world. It is said to relieve your body of inflammation. It is said to kill and rid your body of parasites and to just overall cleanse and detoxify your system. It is also said to remove mucus that is left in the body and to just kind of reset your body. So I decided to try the duck flower detox. Some of the physical symptoms that people were saying, so I already knew going into it that it was going to be very intense, that you were going to be throwing up. There was really no getting around it. Every single person that I saw their experience, they all said they were vomiting for hours. So I already knew going into it that this was going to be a rough experience. I knew that it was going to be mind over matter, and I knew that it was going to last 8 to 10 hours of the day. So I already knew going into this that you do not want to plan anything on the day that you are doing this duck flower detox. And you're going to actually probably want to do it first thing when you wake up. That way it can last its course all day and you can maybe feel better in the evening to wind down. So with that being said, the duck flower is a flower. And what you have to do is it's dehydrated when you get it. I ordered mine from Amazon. It's dehydrated and you soak it for an hour and then you can ingest it. I was kind of scared, so I'd seen people that had just taken like little pieces of the flower and not the whole thing, and they were having like a lot of the symptoms of detox. So me personally, I ended up taking half of the flower, and it took about an hour to 2 hours to kick in. So I ingested it around, I'd say, 8 or 9 in the morning, and didn't start to feel anything until about 10 or 11 in the afternoon. When I tell you this is so intense, like, I don't even know if I'm getting on this podcast to recommend that people do this detox, or just really to talk about the fact that I tried it and to give my experience. I don't know whether I recommend this because I threw up once every hour, and I threw up 8 to 9 times throughout the day. So I seriously probably suffered more with the throwing up than the other end. I didn't have much of the other going on. I did go to the bathroom maybe like 2 or 3 times in the beginning, but then the rest of it was pure vomiting for me. I felt extremely nauseous all day. I had chills. I would get hot and then I would get cold, and I couldn't really become comfortable because every time that I would try to lay down and just rest, it would be time for me to get up and start throwing up. What you are throwing up during this detox is not food. It is clear. It is mucus. It's all clear and yellow. It's your body is literally getting rid of and purging. So during this, like, I guess that's also like a really good point to make, is your body is literally purging. So that is why some people say it's like a mental thing too, is like you are putting your body through a purge. Like, it is literally getting rid of everything in your body that your body does not like. And I'm a fairly healthy individual. I drink a lot of water every single day. Like, if you listen to my podcast, you know that I am always trying to eat my best. I eat pretty natural. I take a good amount of supplements. I take sea moss. I take apple cider vinegar, aloe vera juice. I'm always taking ginger and lemon and turmeric. Like, I'd say that I have one of the best, like, diets healthy wise of people that I know in my life. Like, I take care of my body, and for me to take such good care of my body and to still have such an intense detox, like, I know that anyone out there is going to be having those symptoms. It was all over everything that I researched. So this is a very intense detox. Like, no matter if you are someone that does not throw up, like, that is one thing about me too, is I am not somebody with a sensitive stomach when it comes to the point of throwing up. Like, I am one of those people that would always flex that I have a strong stomach. I rarely throw up. I don't remember the last time that I had the flu. This detox felt like it was the flu. You had the chills, you'd get hot, you'd get sweaty. You knew when you were about to have to go to the bathroom and throw up. Like, it was very, very intense. So I just wanted to put that out there, make it as dramatic as I can, because I seriously don't know if I'm coming on here to say I love the duck flower and you should do it, or if I'm coming on here to say, like, I will never do it again. It was very intense. It's actually a detox that can only be done twice a year because it is so intense on your body. With that being said, it has been over a week. I feel like I can breathe so much better. Like, my body seriously, like, got rid of like the excess mucus that was like in my throat, in my lungs, in my nose. That's another thing too, is like the whole time that you are going through your detox, like, not only are you like, you know, getting rid of the mucus through throwing up, it's coming out of your nose too. So your nose is going to be dripping, like, every fluid is like coming out of your pores. You're sweating a lot too. So everything's like literally purging out of your body and coming out through your pores. I will say that this made me so incredibly proud of myself because I've never done anything like this. And I feel like the mental strength that you have to even think about the fact that you're going to do this and to set yourself up with an intention of purging and getting rid of things that no longer serve you is in itself crazy, but then to even like go through with the detox and to put yourself through that is also insane. So I would say that I feel like extremely mentally strong from putting up with this. I know a lot of the people that I have talked to in my life have said I'm absolutely crazy and that they would never be willingly doing this to themselves. So I feel like it really was like a mental battle, but also like something that made me feel so mentally clear at the end of the day. Like I feel like once it's all said and done, I've been waking up feeling really, really good. I've been waking up feeling very energized. It made me very careful of what I'm putting into my body too. Like I want to be my healthiest version of myself. Now that I have done that, it made me just have such a good, like profound relationship with what being healthy is. And I feel like it has like altered my mindset into just being very like mentally present, mentally here, and just feeling like really healthy and my best version of myself. So I did set like an intentions thing of what I wanted out of this detox, and I just feel like it checked off all of the boxes. And then I just feel like it did my body really, really well too. So yeah, I guess I kind of gave you like a roundabout answer of whether or not I recommend this detox. I don't want to tell anybody to do this because it is so intense. But I hope that this like gives you some awareness that there are things out there that are complete detoxes that don't last you a week. So that's another awesome thing too, is like it's very intense, but you don't have to be fasting for an entire week or only drinking juice for an entire week or dealing with going to work and having like some bad symptoms of like a parasite cleanse and stuff like that. So overall, I feel like it is something that is super beneficial for people that are trying to do something and they don't have a lot of time. For me, it's like I don't have a lot of days off, so I can't really be turned off from the world for 5, 6, 7 days of a detox. Like otherwise I'm going to be feeling miserable and I'm gonna have to be like out and doing my jobs. So for me, doing something that is pretty intense but lasts an entire day was the right choice for me. There's a lot of like negative and positive things about. You have to do your own research and you have to essentially do what you think is going to be best for your body. Like take what I say always with a grain of salt. I am just a human trying to live my best and most healthy life. So yeah, that is my experience with the duck flower. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, that you all are enjoying your day so far. Feel free to reach me on my Instagram. My name is Sandrizi with 3 E's. Thank you guys so much for your support. It means the most. I know that this episode's kind of wild and out there and not typically what I talk about. So thank you if you are here and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up. If you have any further episodes you'd like me to discuss, then please let me know. Anyways, love you. Hope you all have an amazing day and I'll catch you soon.